Good morning. Good morning, men and women of God. Good morning. How's everybody doing on a Sunday morning? Oh man. I'm glad that God is waking people up out of these depressions, out of these snares, out of these worrations. I'm glad he's waking people up from that. The same with me. Listen, before I even get on this message, before I even get on this sermon, the thing that I want to say is let people talk. Let people talk. Let people gossip. You know, people gonna always try to make themselves better than you. They're going to always try to find fault in the things that you do, and they do just as wrong. See, I think a lot of people don't realize that even God's messengers messed up. Even his messengers messes up. So, and you're only used for that purpose, and that purpose is to deliver God's word. Deliver God's message. And I think that as I see some Christians, they are so judgmental on the way you live your life, what you do. I have seen pastors get up in the pulpit and preach about that very thing you going through and then say that God gave them that word. And that's not necessarily true all the time. Sometimes they've been found out something, or they've been done heard something, and that gives them a topic to go and preach about. And they may not mention your name, or they may not call out specifically certain things, but they're talking about you and what you're going through. You know, and the thing about it is that it deprives people from going to worship service. It deprives people from attending your church because you're not giving a person a chance. You speak on it as if you're controlling everything they do and they're not ready until you say they're ready because you serve God. But see, God can give somebody a different message. And they don't have to go through you all the time because you're the leader, you're the pastor, you're the head of the church. God could talk to a person differently and for that person to go and tell that pastor. But, you know, the craziest thing that I have seen is that it's so easy for that leader in that church to receive money from the congregation, but it's so hard for the congregation to turn back and get money from the church when they need it. They got to go through paperwork. They got to speak to this person. They got to speak to that person. And then they got to see if it's going to get approved. And church ain't built that way. Church is built for you to come in communion with your sisters and brothers and for you to help that sister or brother in a time of need, according to the word, not for an approval, not for let's see what the pastor say. Remember, the pastor is just the shepherd himself or herself. So even they have to serve the will of God and do what God said. They're not subjective of it neither. Even the devil ain't subjective of it. No matter what the devil does, the devil got permission to do it because it says it in the book of Job. So let people talk. Let people gossip. Let people come up with their own thoughts and everything. Some things ain't gonna never sit right with you and that person. You gotta understand that. It ain't gonna never sit right. They're gonna always have something to say. They're gonna always be negative about something. And they're gonna always say something that they feel is right. And the word worked for them, but it don't work for you. You don't know what you're talking about. But they know what they're talking about. So sometimes, and even I had to learn this, you know, sometimes you got to go with the flow for a little bit. You got to play things off as if you know, you this or that, or you're understanding this or you're not understanding that. It's a time and place and season for everything. But your job as the messenger is to get the message out there, regardless of what they say or do, because see, they can be judgmental of you all you want. Remember, God got to judge them, but you're doing what God tell you to do. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Even when I go through my little stink that I have to go through, I trust in God. So by me trusting in God, I may be down for a minute, but I'm going to get back up, because I am a MOG, a man of God. God is what anybody say or do. I trust in God. So that's why on this day, this morning, I'm giving God thanks and praise and glory for what God has done for me. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here. Thank you, Father God, for letting me deliver your message, for letting me be the messenger that I need to be. Father God, I pray for anyone that's listening to this show, viewing this show, subscribe to this show. Father God, I pray that you watch over our souls. You keep us safe. You keep us sound, Father God. You keep us bounding and protected from any witchcraft or spells, Father God, that are coming upon us right now. And if something already have been done, Father God, we ask that you protect us and rescind that evil spirit back to the sender. Father God, we also ask that you lay hands on us, Father God. We ask that you lay the blood of Jesus on us right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask right now that you find favor in your heart for us. We ask that you bless the food that we're going to receive, Father God, throughout the day. We ask, Father God, that you bless the beverages that we're going to receive throughout the day. We ask, Father God, that you give us hope. You give us sanctification, Father God. You give us spiritualification, Father God. We ask that you give us strength, Father God. We ask that you bless us beyond measures, Father God. Some of us want to plateau in life, and I'm one of them. And I ask, Father God, right now that you do that very thing for me, for us. Father God, protect us from our enemies. Father God, our enemies can be the ones we lay with. Father God, our enemies can be the ones that we some kin to or next to, but whomever or whatever the enemy is, Father God, we ask that you bless us and keep us away from it right now in Jesus' name. We are so thankful for you on today, Father God. We're thankful for having a peaceful night. We're thankful for waking up in the morning to another day. We are so thankful. In Jesus' name, we are grateful. Amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. So, yes, just so you know, I thank God for everything that been going on in my life and what I've been through, because as I grow in life, I know that it's a test and it's a message behind it. It's a test and it's a message behind it. So I'm going to be still, because I know that I serve an awesome God, and I'm not going to let no one take that away from me, regardless of what you think, because see, I'm about living life, not life living me. You know what I'm saying? I'm about living life. So one of the verses today, I'm not going to be before you long, but one of the verses today that I want to talk about is, one of the things I want to talk about is slander and gossip. You know, this just was so heavy on my heart today. Even when I came in late evening from watching my nephew play basketball, it was on my heart for slander and gossip. And it says in Ephesians 4:29-32, it says, "Let no corrupt talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but whom you will seal for the day of redemption." By whom you will seal for the day of redemption. "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. See, that sounds simple. And a lot of people are like, oh, he just read it. But it's real. You have to forgive because God gave his only son for our sins to be forgiven. So it's real. You have to forgive. No matter what people have done to you, no matter what people have done to you, always remember this. It may be a reason why God took you out of that situation. So you have to forgive. Because if you don't forgive, then how God is going to forgive you? And plus, you block your own blessings when you do so. You don't progress. You don't go further. You block your blessings. And things never work out for you. So forgive people and let God fight the battles. Protect yourself. That's all you got to do is protect yourself. James 1 and 26 tells us, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but declares his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Worthless. If anyone think that he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. And what it means is, just because you don't say it but you have it in your heart, you might as well go and say it. You might as well go and say it, because it's just as bad as you having it in your heart but not saying it. Ephesians 4 and 29 tells us that, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Stop talking bad about people. It's a lot of things that I'm correcting myself on as well. But, and it's hard because it's a lot of things you want to say, because it's a lot of things that I say and what I still be wanting to say. And I know God will forgive me. I know God will forgive me. But as a leader and as a man of the cloth, a man of God, even I have to set the example on what I need to do for God and myself as a man. So that's the message I want to send out today, is stop all the gossip talk. Stop all the slander. And men and women of God, let them talk. Let them talk. Live your life. Enjoy your day before the day gets started. Put God first. Pray. Get through your day. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the beverages. Get through your day. And ask God to bless you. And continue to let God bless you. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for this awesome message. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here to deliver this word. Thank you, Father God, for the men and women of God. Father God, we ask that you send your angels down to protect us on the day. We ask that you send your angels down to bless us on the day. We ask, Father God, for safety. We ask for upkeep, Father God. We ask for you to plead the blood of Jesus around us, Father God. And we ask that you always be in our life for the good and the bad, Father God. And Father God, we ask that you provide us with the tools and the knowledge to stay healthy for long life and a great mindset, Father God, and good spirit. And we ask that you bless our kids, our grandkids, our families, Father God, our neighbors. We ask, Father God, that you bless our spouses. We ask that you bless this whole entire world, Father God. The meek, the sick, the shedding, the dead, the lame, the crippled, the blind, the evil, the wicked. Father God, we ask that you bless them all right now, because we know that your will be done regardless of what anyone says. We are thankful on this day. We enjoy this day. We serve you on this day. And we worship you on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Hey, listen, Big Aunt loves you. Take care of yourself. But most importantly, God loves you. Most importantly, God loves you. Till the next time, peace.